carrying flags showing the name of President Donald Trump, the Capitol's attackers are accused of killing one police officer and injuring many others. Reports say they threatened Vice President Mike Pence. "Hang Mike Pence," they cried as they pushed inside. They had built gallows outside, complete with a tied rope. Guns and small explosives were hidden nearby. Now, more stories are beginning to describe what really happened last week when attackers breached the Capitol. They were looking for the Vice President and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They were not just a group of Trump supporters wearing MAGA hats. MAGA stands for Make America Great Again, and is a favorite Trump statement. Congressman Jim McGovern described how he saw the crowd. "What I saw in front of me," he said, "was basically homegrown fascism out of control." Pelosi said Sunday on American television that the breach was a well-planned, organized group with leadership and guidance and direction. Smartphone videos are being found, many from the attackers themselves, and lawmakers are telling their stories. Thousands of attackers had moved into the area. They quickly pushed through the outnumbered police. Outside, a man threw a heavy fire extinguisher at the head of a police officer. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was wounded in the attack. He died the next night. Officials say he had been hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. About 2 p.m., Pence was taken from the Senate to a secret area. Police announced security measures in the Capitol building, which is often called the People's House. At 2:15, a voice said on the building's sound system, "The protesters are in the building." The doors of the House of Representatives were barricaded. Lawmakers inside were told they may need to hide or go to small rooms connected to the House floor because the attackers were in the building. Capitol Police pulled Pelosi away from her podium, she told American television. At 2:44 p.m., lawmakers inside the House chamber were getting ready to leave. They heard the gunshot that killed Ashley Babbitt as she climbed through a broken window. 10 minutes later, House lawmakers and employees were taken to a secure room. The attackers broke into Pelosi's offices, while her employees hid in another room. They sat silent in the dark for more than 2 hours. On the Senate side, Capitol Police had ordered all workers and reporters and any nearby senators into the Senate chamber and locked it. At one point, about 200 people were inside. They were guarded by an officer holding what appeared to be large guns. Officials then moved everyone out of the chamber and into a secure room. The Senate employees held onto boxes holding the Electoral College papers. The attackers breached the now empty Senate chamber. They took pictures and videos of themselves. Outside the chamber, the attackers continued to search for lawmakers. "Where are they?" people could be heard yelling. About 5:30 p.m., the National Guard arrived, and an effort began to clear the building. Using tear gas, they pushed the attackers out of the building and onto the grass. Within the hour, the House and Senate had returned to work. Lawmakers confirmed Biden's election victory early the next morning. Many were still shocked by the events. Federal and local police now have begun arresting those involved in the breach. More arrests are expected as police look at videos and pictures on social media. The Justice Department has charged at least 13 people so far. Others have been charged by the District of Columbia. Some face gun charges. Those arrested include Jake Angeli. He wore a fur hat with horns. He has attended many Trump events and is a well-known believer in conspiracies. Adam Johnson was photographed smiling as he took Pelosi's lectern. Richard Barnett was photographed with his feet on Pelosi's desk. Eric Munchell was photographed in military clothing, holding plastic restraints in the Senate chamber. And Derek Evans, a newly elected member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, also was arrested. He has since resigned. I'm Susan Shand.